So here's something that should probably be obvious, but somehow still isn't. The reason your company's internal search is terrible has nothing to do with AI not being smart enough. It's that nobody built the plumbing right, and right now a whole industry is quietly scrambling to fix that. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, enterprise search. I know. Not exactly the sexiest headline. But stay with me because what's happening here is genuinely fascinating, and it affects basically every person who has ever typed something into a work search bar and gotten back a document from 2017 that answered a completely different question. Here's the thing. For the last few years, everyone assumed the answer to bad enterprise search was just better AI, smarter embeddings, bigger models, throw GPT-4 at it and call it a day. And that worked kind of for a while. But the companies actually building this stuff in production, Databricks, Box, a handful of startups, have figured out something more interesting. The problem was never just the model, it was the pipeline. What does that mean? Okay, so imagine you're searching for Q3 expense policy update. A pure vector search, the kind that uses AI embeddings, might return documents that are semantically similar but completely wrong. Maybe it finds a document about Q3 revenue projections because the words overlap. Meanwhile, the actual policy document you need is sitting right there, but it's buried. So what the best systems are now doing is running three different retrieval methods simultaneously. Old school keyword matching is called BM25, basically the same tech that's been around for decades. Fuzzy matching, which catches typos and variations, and then vector search on top. Then they merge all three ranked lists using something called reciprocal rank fusion. It sounds complicated. The idea is simple. Don't bet everything on one retrieval method. Let them vote, and honestly, I think this is one of those moments where the boring engineering solution turns out to be more durable than the flashy AI one, hybrid retrieval they're calling it, and it degrades gracefully, meaning even when one method fails, the others pick up the slack. That's not exciting, that's just correct. Here's where it gets interesting, though. Databricks just published operational benchmarks for this stuff. Sub-2-second response times for AI-assisted search agents. Sub-100 milliseconds for a search bar. And they're recommending that teams build evaluation frameworks, actual test sets, labeled data, synthetic queries, before they scale anything. Retrieval quality is now being treated as an engineering discipline. Not a vibe, not a demo. An engineering discipline with latency targets and ground truth testing. That is a meaningful shift, but here's the thing. While everyone was debating which model to use, something else was happening quietly in the background, and it might actually be the harder problem. Story number two, permissions, access control, governance. The stuff that makes enterprise IT people lose sleep at night and makes everyone else's eyes glaze over. But here's why it matters more than you think. Box, yes, the file storage company, has been making a genuinely interesting argument. They're saying that AI search isn't just a retrieval problem, it's a trust problem. And trust in an enterprise context means one very specific thing. The right person gets the right document and the wrong person doesn't. Sounds obvious. In practice, it's a nightmare. Think about what happens when you connect an AI search system to every document in a company. Suddenly the AI can surface a confidential HR file, a legal memo, a salary spreadsheet, not because it's trying to, but because nobody told it not to. The model doesn't know about your org chart, it doesn't know who's allowed to see what, it just retrieves. So Box's pitch is essentially permission-aware relevance, results that reflect your access rights, not just semantic similarity, and metadata-driven accuracy, using structured information about documents like who created it, when, what department, what classification, to filter and rank results before they ever reach the user. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't that just how search should work? Yeah, it is. But the wild thing is that most enterprise AI search deployments aren't doing this properly yet. The emphasis on access control and governance in all of this industry guidance suggests that data leakage and relevance failures are still very real, very live problems, not theoretical, happening now. There's also a company called MoveWorks that's been positioning itself as the answer to information silos, connecting AI search across internal systems, generating summaries, helping employees actually find answers instead of just documents. And Strave is building retrieval augmented generation infrastructure specifically for enterprises that need their AI to be grounded in retrieved content rather than just hallucinating confidently. The pattern across all of them is the same: governed retrieval plus grounded generation, not pure search, not pure chat, both together with guardrails. Quick hits before we go. Google, Amazon, and OpenAI were notably absent from the enterprise search conversation this week, which, given how loud they usually are, is either strategic or a sign that the real action is happening in the less glamorous middle layer of the stack. Anthropic's constitutional AI approach is increasingly being cited as a model for how to build trust into AI systems from the ground up, not bolted on later. And someone on Reddit pointed out that the sub-100 millisecond latency target for enterprise search bars is basically the same standard Google set for web search in 2010, which means we've spent 15 years and we're only now applying that lesson internally. So here's the thread connecting all of this. The AI that's actually going to change how companies work isn't the flashiest model or the most impressive demo, it's the quiet, unglamorous infrastructure underneath. The hybrid retrieval pipelines, the permission filters, the evaluation frameworks, the metadata layers. The boring stuff, the stuff that makes it trustworthy enough to actually use at scale. Every company right now is figuring out that intelligence without governance is just a liability wearing a nice interface. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.